to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You know, I started watching Harry Potter movies this week.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, jeez, yes, bro. Way. Now, what did you learn?
I give a load.
Exactly.
Oh, flip one, it is. It's about that.
Did you guys watch it as kids?
Not a single Harry Potter movie.
For real? I've never
seen even 5 minutes of a Harry Potter movie.
It's quite interesting, actually.
For real?
Yeah. Oh. I give a load. They just, you know, dressed it up nicely and put big English words and stuff.
Yeah.
They have love potions.
Yes,
I know it's about sorcery.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You guys never watched Harry Potter? What about Lord of the Rings? Did you watch Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings. No, I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
There was one movie that I did watch, but it was just like, yeah.
Jeez.
But it all falls under the same.
So what were you guys watching as kids?
Lisilo.
Okay, no. I was watching cartoons.
Guys, okay? Was watching like DVDs of Harry Potter.
No.
Oh, I didn't watch Harry Potter as a kid.
Anyway, welcome to an end of Mary Me.
Hey,
we are back. Beckley Pack.
We never left.
Yes, we ain't going nowhere. Last night I couldn't sleep, so I ended up watching my interview with David Mashabela.
Oh yes,
that
I haven't finished it.
Yeah, it's quite long. Yeah, 3 hours, bro.
Yeah, it's like two hours or something.
Yeah, it's 2 hours 40 minutes.
Okay, it's almost there.
I couldn't sleep, so I ended up watching it, and it's terrible, man.
How?
Like, I realized I can't, my vocabulary is dwindling.
How?
Like, my vocabulary sucks.
You're watching Harry Potter, man. You're learning fake words.
Abracadabra.
Spell. Love potion or zodiac.
Yeah.
You know, that's why.
Like, as a broadcaster, my biggest dream has always been to be able to articulate
yourself, be eloquent.
Yeah. Like, have you heard Eusebius?
Ah, Eusebius. Yes.
Oh, that man.
When he was explaining like what's happening in the country this week,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, I wish I could speak like this.
But you can.
You reckon?
If you work on it, I'm sure you can.
I think I need to read more. But
Eusebius worked on it. It wasn't born speaking.
Exactly.
You know, he worked on it.
It's a craft that you can still perfect.
Yeah.
It just requires you to read and to just really immerse yourself in like just information.
Where's the cable? I want to play you like...
You want to call?
No, not call. I want to play you what Eusebius, like he summed down like what happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck, this guy's so articulate.
Mm. Yeah, Eusebius is good, man. He was my favorite, that's ever done too.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? You listen to him?
Yeah, I used to listen to him like a lot, yeah.
What time was he on?
He was nine on, to, he took nine over to after Ready. 9 o'clock.
9 to 12.
After the breakfast show.
I used to listen to Mable open line. And...
How?
And Caesar Lomo.
Oh, Maplay. No, but Caesar Gloma was with Kugs Mklungo.
At night.
Yeah, he was a contributor.
Yes, Maplay is very funny. He was a contributor.
What was his opening line?
Who, Maplay?
No, the other guy.
Eusebius,
yeah.
No, I said I love this open line. They have an open line at 9
o'clock. Oh, like
9 to 10. Yes, like open line. Not this. Oh, you said I love this opening line.
Listen to this.
But that's the same with Clement right now. He also still has that opening.
It's always been there.
So it's like they ask a man.
Yes, essentially. It's that from 9 to 10.
Listen to this guy, man. Listen to this.
Christian, I think there are a number of motivations for the looting that we are seeing on television. And I don't think that one single narrative does justice to the confluence of factors that are at play. Some people might have as their proximate cause and motive.
Proximate cause?
Hi, Bo.
Hey.
Are we gonna listen to Eusebius, dog?
Yo,
huh?
Motivation, discontent that the
form. Discontent.
Discontent is the best on YouTube. This one.
The president has been jailed for contempt of court. Others might be opportunistic criminals. But I think there are also tens of thousands of poor black South Africans who simply feel invisible.
Millions.
Who feel they don't have a stake in South Africa's democracy. Who've got little to lose by looting because their lives are already of little material value. And they are looting as a result of the deep levels of structural injustice in South Africa. And in fact, I think we should also rein ourselves in the way in which we are framing this journalistically, because the language of criminalization and looting also is a bit of a reductive way of understanding. Oh,
reductive way of understanding.
Ah, come on, you can't tell me impressed, Barry. Ah, come on.
I think you're impressed by words.
Well, he did say.
Doesn't that sound
just
profound,
words?
Guys?
Not profound, but he is communicating.
Okay.
And doing it very well.
Let's go.
The psychology of many of the folks that we are seeing stealing.
Well, ultimately, that must flow from the top. And President Ramaphosa came to power pledging to reform the ANC and establish better governance in South Africa. Has he ultimately failed?
President Ramaphosa has failed, and what we see today is ultimately not connected to Jacob Zuma's imprisonment. Jacob Zuma is the trigger for these events, but they have their roots in the slow degradation.
Degradation!
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 Not
degradation.
Not
degradation.
Aye, come on. Ah. What is this?
Oh, jump this on my gun, man.
Are you serious? Are you pissing?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Degradation.
To degrade someone.
Oh.
The degradation.
Degrade. Oh, degrade. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Degradation.
Of the ANC-led state. The ANC state is technocratically inept.
Technocratically!
it derives from
Rob, can we
technique.
It hasn't been able to grow the South African economy, which is why, Christian, we have, for example, 74% of folks under the age of 25 in South Africa jobless and not in any education or training facility. Now, when you have millions of young people with lots of energies and no sense of value and any reason for being hopeful about their futures roaming around, then of course they're going to be available to be used as political pawns.
Pawns! Pawns!
Not only fair guy, though.
No.
The pieces, the chess pieces.
The chess pawns. Mm.
Yeah, fuck, I wish I could speak like that, man.
You can.
You're a kid.
Just read the dictionary.
Yeah, you can. He was like a public speaker, debate champion somewhere in the world.
Was
somewhere.
He?
Yeah, he did like public speaking and debates. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, like even schooled abroad, man, at Oxford or something. Yeah.
It's crazy, man, what's happening with the looting. I went to go see my cousin because she's in Alex. And she was saying that in the street, like, everybody was looting, but she was scared, so she stayed indoors. She didn't loot. And then Begicele came with the cops, and they were, like, taking back all the things that people looted, like the groceries and the TVs and the
operations fridges. Keep her asleep.
Yeah. But she said there was some guy who looted a safe, and inside the safe was 1.3 million.
But did he crack it open?
Yeah, they cracked it open.
Huh?
Yo.
Who keeps a 1.3? Whatever million in a safe that could be cracked open in the backyard of Alex.
Bro, people can do mysterious things.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. But now it's crazy because they can't spend that money because, like, everybody's like, you know, you can't be exuberant with that money. Like,
No, you can't just get a... Yeah, you can't. Of course. It's going to be like... And also, someone probably snitched on him. I mean, how big was the safe? Already, it's on the podcast. The whole of Alex probably
knows now how...
Yeah.
Like, you...
Yes.
That guy should have kept it a secret and just didn't tell no one.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, man.
What did you think? Because we went to Soweto, and for me, it was surprising. Like, when you go on Twitter and social media, they're like, the whole country's burning.
Mm.
Everything is, you know...
Yeah.
It's falling to pieces.
We were scared for our safety, but...
But we're there. It was just like a normal day.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, guys. You were from Midrand. It wasn't burning there. Even Soweto, it was just around the malls. There were parts... Life was just... It has been normal... if you are not around the malls or the targeted areas. Yeah. And that wasn't surprising.
I even got calls from people from YouTube. They're like, are you okay? We're praying for you. Stay safe. I'm like, hey, no, we soft, aren't you?
Nah, we good.
We good, man.
Yeah. Well, y'all are good. I'm in Hillbrow. Y'all are good. Y'all are good. And your sister was, oh, she said she didn't loot. They even ransacked Alex FM.
Yeah.
And the other Imagine. Station is
and they can't
Mom's.
Open. Yeah.
Man, but oh. people... But this is what you directly benefit from this because you listen to Alex FM. It's voices you relate to that are from your hood. Why would you do that? You know, it's like the pride aspect. Of the Kasi.
Yeah, yeah.
That really touched me. Even the blood bank was looted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just heard bank. They thought there's money in there.
So what did it take? Just computer
or computers. They took blood. Yeah. Nah, who would take blood? Mazoenzan.
Did they pinch the blood? But Muzo, why did you pinch the blood? Because you pinch your cars. Bastard. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Who the fuck steals blood? Pinch your cars. Shit.
Your bloody shit.
Nah, they must find them, man. Because life depends on that blood.
Is it,
you know?
Is it safe to laugh about some of the stuff that has happened this week? Or is it too
No,
early?
It is. Because there's just so much ridiculousness that you see.
Yeah, like, there was ridiculousness, though.
So is it safe to laugh now?
It is, man. Yeah. It is.
Because I remember there was one lady who was leaning down. She was on the floor. And they asked her, why? Yeah, she's like, hey, you know, Abangani. They'll lead you astray. I mean,
just peer pressure. People are dying. You know, people must think, man. People literally die, like 212. I mean, but that includes even the violence.
The
then,
violence,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people died at these shops, bro.
And they were literally trampled on.
Consider
like.
That when someone says, let's go loot.
And then there Sorry. Was one guy, he's leaving with the TV. So the reporters ask him, so, hey, LT, when's Alan? What's happening? He's like, ah, now we're born.
Like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And people just running around, like, ah, man, it's funny, yet, like, you think of all the sadness that it has caused for other people who've lost jobs, but you can't help to laugh, like, all the
And do
craziness.
You think that the stuff that the cops confiscating will actually make it back?
That's
fuck
another
no.
thing.
Huh?
Hey,
no.
Come on,
no.
You know, where will it end up?
Gosh.
And you know, the lockdown has been 2 weeks, 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So there's no Jojo.
There's no cold drink. But here's a fridge to keep the imaginary cold drink in. Salute to the cops.
Salute. Cold drink. They've got fridges
how much,
now.
How much have you paid for Jojo? The most amount you've paid for Jojo?
For Jojo? Like, $100, not a lot. Not a lot. Before
that's
I used
standard,
to
dog. Huh? $100 is standard.
That's the most.
Is it?
What?
Like, what do you have to do to be paying 1,000 or 500 rands for Chocho? Right?
No, but there are those people now. It's like, you see, when you come back from the club and you are drunk,
yes,
those ones end up paying a whole lot of money for Chocho.
Yeah, because that's now you're facing jail.
Yeah.
You're facing jail. I've never had an offense where I was facing jail. Like, the biggest offense is, I don't have my license, right? That's it. Yeah, okay, but I'm behind the randy, niskip us as a 5FM, whatever. And go. You know, wherever you're at, you keep a t-shirt just for these guys.
So, Pisan and Giskip us a podcast now. Pisan and Giskip us a podcast.
Match, sharp, grand, sure. You know, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think I paid 1.2.
You see?
Yeah. Were you drunk?
It was that kind of an offense.
Hey. Yay. Am I under oath? What's going on?
Yeah.
Am I under oath?
You're not under oath. But like, I'm trying to figure what's the offense for you to pay such a heavy amount.
What did
no,
you do?
I was speeding during on. Lockdown. They stopped me and then they found grandeurs.
Sure.
Oh,
so
you
like,
see.
Hey, which one?
That's jail.
One?
Yeah. Which one?
So I'm like, I put it in your wallet. So I e-wallet in 1.2.
As
soon as they left, reverse that shit.
Of course. And they were, wait, the, oh, I'm not, I thought you say you reversed the car. You reversed that, the e-wallet. Jesus, bro.
Are you for real?
But didn't they take the grandeur?
No, they didn't know which alcohol it is. They're like,
okay,
which one is this one?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know.
Ah,
yeah.
Aren't you afraid you're gonna meet them somewhere?
No, I've heard of a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
They just reverse the money. Even the cops, they do know as well.
Wait, and then, are you doing sound or you're part of the show? What's going on?
You're a ghost.
You're a ghost. You must declare.
Which ghost is this one?
Hey, you're not thinking. Oh. Hey, who asked you for this one's opinion? But let's hear him out. He says he's withdrawn.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's going to withdraw from the conversation afterwards. He says he's reversed. I mean, he's reversed an e-wallet. Why would you reverse?
What did you do, Aya?
An e-wallet.
No, I was speeding. And these people follow you when you're driving a different car, right? Mm. So if I'm driving a Corsa, they won't really follow you. But if you're driving a BMW, they follow you just to check out what's happening with you. And then they ask for money.
Mm.
So I do it and reverse it as soon as I leave.
Oh.
Chief, rule number one of the podcast, speak when you're spoken to. Can we just...
Where do you get a mic? I'm checking my mic now. Sorry. I still have a mic. Does she have a mic? Hey,
are you putting mic? Hey. He is the sound guy after all.
Energy.
Petty sound, guys. He is the sound.
It's not the first time. Remember last week?
But I think you asked them last week. I think you had asked them for his opinion.
But the mic was ready.
The mic was there. He was like waiting to grab it. Like, yeah, let's go.
You don't want me sounding like this. So you said, take a mic.
Yes, because you were speaking off mic. Okay.
So you're part of the show now, are you?
No.
You know,
it's a democratic podcast.
It's okay.
This one.
It's okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the right.
You know, did you guys check out, what's this thing called, man? Vues Inspired Live.
Views
Inspired Live.
What's
that? Oh, man, it's so dope, bro. Like, every time I check that out, it makes me miss, like, groove, bro.
What is that now?
So, like, Views is like, it's an e-cigarette, right?
Oh.
Yeah, but they do like live events that they have on their website and people can check them out. It's so dope, like from the production, everything, how it looks. It's so crazy, man. It's awesome. I think everybody should check it out.
Where is it?
The website is vuzuinspiredlive.com. Yeah.
Vuz or Views?
Yeah, Views, like V-U-S-E.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So what they have is like they've got four shows, right, that are hosted all at the same time. So they've got Slicka in there, Nina Hasty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
School Marketini. Yeah. They've got Kim Jade.
Okay.
And then artists just perform there. The last one I was checking had Questa and Chicano.
Dope.
Yeah.
But primarily they make e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Are they like cigarettes? Are they addictive?
Like vapes. Yeah, like
vapes. Oh, vapes.
Yeah, oh.
Are those things addictive?
Yeah, you know, those things are.
Addictive substances.
No, those things are, bro. And I think, you know, that's why they say you must always not use them if you're under 18.
Yes.
Yeah, because they contain some nicotine. They're very addictive.
That's definitely cigarettes.
But I never got into that whole vape. I bought one. Have you ever, guys?
No, I've never actually got into.
I'm not a smoker
of
cigarettes, so I've never tried it out.
But I know if you're trying to quit smoking, it's good to have.
It's a
vape.
Good one.
Yeah, I've seen Oaks, and they say that.
Yeah.
Apparently that works if you're trying to like.
But yeah, I urge everybody to check it out, man. It's fucking dope.
So like, which one? You said the website again is?
It's Vues Inspired Live. So VUSE inspiredlive.com. They got Big Zulu there, TDK Makazet, Speedstar Questa, Austin Malema. Fuck, the list goes on.
And these are just shows that you can enjoy in the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dope.
So I think the videos they have up on now end July.
Oh, that means we must watch it soon, man.
Yeah. Sweet. But it's dope, man. And it's nice to see that this company is, you know, feeding artists during this.
Actually,
like we've really adapted to the climate and what's happening with Bushims or what they do in these kind of things. Flipping amazing.
Yeah, actually, I think I'll put the link up in the description so people can check it out. That's viewsinspiredlive.com.
Views Inspired Live, dope.
We should do something like that. What would you have as?
So,
like,
do you sign up on the website even?
Yeah, no, it's free.
It's
so
free.
You just go there,
you just sign
register.
Up. Oh, okay.
It's free, and then you can check out all the shows. Whatever tickles your fancy.
Nice.
But I'm saying, would you, if you had to do like a Vued Inspired concert, what would you have on your lineup?
Oh man, out of Black Motion. Definitely Black Motion can kill a crowd. I'd have Kent, what happened to, where's Kent?
My son's Bexin. Bexin. I love Kent. Bexin, where's Kent, boy?
Wait, I'm thinking, who are these guys? That's Bexin Terrace.
That's Bexin Terrace.
Bexin, hey,
Terrace.
Bexin. Yeah. How's it? Hey. Are you good? You weren't in Foster when they were looting. You were?
You were there?
Yeah, because his house is
there. Ah, Bexin, come grab a mic. You were there? Come grab a mic.
Nah, yeah,
because
his house is very close to Naledi Mall.
Like, oh, and
it is. Ebba Sutuin, yeah.
What did you get?
Ah, Bexin, come speak on the mic,
it's
man.
It's bad, bro.
Ah, yeah, yeah, we can't hear you, bro. We won't see you. We'll just hear you.
Bexin was not there. Bexin.
Yes.
Yes.
Come.
Yeah, we won't
Bexin
hear
was
you.
In the. Oh,
hey, Bexin.
But she ceilings. You know what? But she ceiling up. But she say in nan. But she say Naledi Mall Pella.
But she say Yonkindo. Inkomo, yeah, Yonkindo.
She's Inkomo as a group, Magna Inkomo.
No, let me move. Peli Foslo, I make clean and show after I Foslo I catch. So there's. I'm a plaza, I'm a plot.
Between. Oh, the cat. Little between is Sprite and Foslo.
No, man. Naga wolf, Nale move.
Oh, go spaghetti, I go wolf.
I'm a plotin.
Oh, I'm a plot. Oh, you
paparazzi,
I'm a
shizil. Paparazzi.
Oh, you shop yako?
Yeah. Is it still standing?
It's still standing.
That's great, though. But yeah, that's the wrong, yeah. Ah, man, it's fucked up what they did there.
Shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
And you didn't take anything? MIDI keyboard?
Man, he's got everything. He's based in terrorist, dog. He's made hits, plays in Ibiza. Why would he be stealing TVs and washing machines? Yeah, why would you? The only thing you're laundering is money. He doesn't need a washing machine. He doesn't need a washing machine. Then you will pegs in. Pegs in! Jaya!
So all web. So all web.
Terrorist. Pegs in. We're supposed to have a force. Let's put it in.
Okay.
Touch your mic. Touch your mic, go sleep. Man, it's bad, that thing. Foslo, bro,
so
like, yo,
special.
Man. Like, there's no... Dude, Foslo had a Cambridge, had 3 shop rides, had 2 pick and pays, had a spa. Everything is gone.
You lie.
Gone. Even, like, the people... Some people rely on the Sasa payouts. They rely on the cash points. Obviously, they've got cards, some. Most have cards, and they can use any ATM. But most... Now, they... It's a bit complicated, right? Because you've fucked up the structure for the Sasa cash distribution points.
Are you talking about, you know, from the highway you turn right to get into Foslo?
N3, Berry Marais, yeah.
Yeah, and then you see like all the shops. So all the shops are gone.
Yeah. So there was a Echo Sport. The
no, there was a chicken.
Is gone.
There was a chicken licking. Yeah, I know there's a chicken.
Chicken licking is gone. They looted the chicken licking. Opposite the hospital.
Frozen meat. When's that?
Yeah, exactly. They buys and hoping the secret ingredient, you'll find it somewhere there also. Everything is gone.
Okay.
Even the Sasa people now are going to have problems. Bas Moshalik Sasa Lab. Fucking madness, right? It's messed up, man. It's messed up, man. See now what you did. See what y'all did. Shit.
It's trash!
It's trash! That looting shit is trash!
It was onto something. Aye, people.
But you know what is the silver lining in all of this, Ghostly?
Yeah, what happened?
I think it's gotta be that guy who promoted his mixtape like live on.
Oh, it's
And when we were there, we were actually just thinking of that guy.
Yeah, and he's quite big now.
Yo, he's
bigger
big.
Than some rappers who've been at this, bro.
Also, what do you mean he's big now? He's famous.
Yeah. I heard Slicker wants to sign him.
Wait, so the guy's actually dope?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, let's call him. Let's call him.
What's his name again?
Tunes SA.
Tunes SA.
Yeah, Bass gave me his number.
I'm sure the chillers are playing a game now.
That was dope.
Let's take a sip out of Granger every time MacGyver goes, let's call him.
Hey, Tunes SA.
Yabo.
What's happening, my brother?
I'm good, bro. And yourself?
Good, man. Welcome to Podcast and Chill. Ghost Ladies here. Sol is here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tunes.
I'm honored. I'm truly honored, bro. I feel blessed, bro. Trust.
Tell me, man.
What's up?
What has transpired since you last went on TV? I'm sure, like, it's been a whirlwind of, like, crazy things happening to you, no?
Firstly, it's notifications. It's too crazy. After that, it's the calls. After that, it's the emails. After that, boy, it's the tweet. After, oh, it's too much. After that, boy, it's the reaching out. It's the cosigns. It's everything, bro. It's too much, bro.
I want to find out what...
To be honest, I wasn't expecting that.
What were you doing at Jabulani Mall? Were you looting or what was going on?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, but you know I wasn't looting. I was just passing, going to the studio, Kipiza Music Studios, and then I saw... The looting happening, so I was like, let me go take footage for, you know, my Instagram, and, you know, just so I can have footage. So I went out of the taxi. I took footage. So after that, then I saw those people from ETV, Kyle James. And then I fetched them, bro. Like, while they were shooting, bro, I ran to him, bro. I knew if I get there, they will not shoot here.
Bro, I wish I was like you. We actually wanted to promote the podcast.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
When we went to Jabulani Mall, we're like, we wish these motherfuckers.
Where are these cameras?
Yo, just, bro. The next day, I went to Maponya Mall to Newsroom Africa. We were marching. No to looting. If you check me out, I'm on Newsroom Africa and also SAPC. I was like, yeah. You know, that's the market, bro. That's the marketing, baba.
And is it true that Slicker wants to sign you?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to sign me. He wants to do distribution for me.
Wow.
Nice.
So you're dope, man.
That's still something, you.
So you dope, huh? Bro?
Bro, I'm too dope. Like, no music is coming out. And, like, I don't even want to, like, you know, gas myself or whatever, because I'm trying to... Just that I'm talking to you, bro. You're giving me this energy that you have. So let me calm down.
And where can we find your music? Because I had never heard of you before that, bro.
Mac G, you can find my music on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer. Just go to my Instagram. It's on my website. It's Tunes RSA everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. It's out there. The website is out there. You can find it on what's the Slicker on Life for free download. It's everywhere. You can just Google Tunes RSA higher and higher. You'll definitely find it. And can I just tell you something, Mac G? A story, a young story. Do you have time for a young story?
We got plenty of time, Chief.
Hit us with a story.
Do you know my baby Khumalo?
Yes.
To work at 947.
Yes, yeah, baby, yes.
Yeah, listen, I'm not done. Let's see. I don't know how many years back, I was still young. I was still in the music because I started this music thing long ago. Yeah. So my baby took me while you were still at Highfield. She brought me to the studio. I sat down.
Oh, I remember!
I was still a kid, bro.
Oh, yes, I remember. My baby came up to me. Bro. She's like, there's this guy who wants to get into music. Please help him out. I'm like, yeah, baby, relax, man.
They all want to get into music.
But you still called me. I sat down. It was the first time. No, okay, it was the second time. I was sitting inside a radio station. I'm told. But I learned so much from you, and I didn't know who you were gonna be. I didn't know that you were even big at that time. I didn't even know you there.
Wow, that's amazing! Yes, that's
a story.
Time happened. This is me telling you my story. It's adding on to my story that I've been, bro. People have been supporting me from long ago. They've been trying to put me on, you know. So I just want to appreciate everybody who's ever helped me out, you know, and to leading to where I am today.
Shout out to you, man.
My baby Khumalo. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, man. Drop us a verse there, 16 there. Jabulani Mall podcast must be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
No, señorita. Are you ready to fix your visa? We're going to take all this ishtuki pizza. Can I just start all over?
I'm
nervous, bro. I'm so pussy. I'm going crazy.
Let's go.
No, señorita. Are you ready to leave fix your visa? We're going to take all this shit to Ibiza. It's 100,000 for Kipiza. Trippy shit to Glula Manzekiza. Maule, Nginji Batina Sopinta. I stay running all night like a Ginta. I remind me of Chest and your Bima. 3-5-5 when I tell me. Khumusha Bantanabas Kunape. Smoke. Ogolos Pusha Lula Maktiga Makata Kuma Machanku. I'm going higher and higher. Baby, I'm going higher and higher with Mac G. Yo, Mac G, dog, I'm on podcast and chill, bro. I watch you every time.
Legend.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
You're a legend, bro. You're the voice of the youth.
I appreciate it, man. Good
luck to you, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Shout out, bro. Please bring me on the show. whenever this lockdown thing is, like, you know, proper, and when you guys have planned it properly, I want to sit down with you. I've got a lot of stories to tell. I've got a, hey, bro, I've also got the juice pen.
Aight, clean. No, we'll make it happen. Don't worry, bro. Yeah. We'll make it happen.
Now we'll invite you.
Yeah.
Especially because we know when you leave, our microwave will still be here.
I saw.
I'm compliment. You make a man. Out. You
don't
have
to loot my microwave.
What's
your name?
I just loot people's
hearts.
Oh,
bad.
I missed it.
No, he says he loots people's hearts.
He loots people's hearts. Yeah. It's not
okay.
Microwave.
Yeah. Lutando.
Yeah. Shit, that's crazy. I remember.
You remember
yeah?
him?
Yeah, I remember,
wow,
baby.
Man.
She was working in sales and marketing.
Okay.
She's like, yo, my kid wants to get into music and whatever. You know how many times we hear that.
So, yeah. Baby is her name.
Yeah, yeah, we call it Aus Baby.
Oh, Aus Baby.
From Prime Media. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
a small world, eh?
It's a very small world.
So this is Aus Baby's son?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was she a midget? What? Aus
no,
Baby?
No. She wasn't a midget.
Oh. Aus Baby. Aus Baby. Like, what's going on here?
No. I get to, you know how we are as black people. We're not Malume Sol.
Yes. Hey. Not Malume Baby. No, you know, or like...
Oh,
Kid Malume. You know, Kid Malume is actually a dope rap name, actually.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool, man. Shout out to him. He's been hustling.
Yeah.
Tunes essay.
I got an announcement to make. Are you guys
what?
Ready for this?
Oh, yeah?
This is probably one of the biggest announcements
what?
We've ever made on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Can I get a drum roll? Oh, yeah. Is there a drum roll here? There we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited.
Live from David Mashavela Studios.
Yes.
In Randburg.
Okay.
I would like to announce that we have the first official South African Amapiano Award.
Hey, got to
finally.
I've been practicing.
Yes.
Yeah. You're
well
presenting properly.
How amazing!
Wow, man,
yo,
that is
crazy.
Big.
In fact,
well,
my piano deserves
big.
It deserves awards. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
It has come of age, man. Aye. That genre is just
and I gotta give it to them, my piano guys. They've been killing the Instagram live, eh?
Yes.
Yo. All
yes.
over there.
Yes.
And you never see that stuff with like hip hop artists and stuff.
No.
Nah, you don't.
Cause I saw a live with Jazzy Q and Mapori. And that reason as well.
Ooh, that reason one, yeah.
Yeah, he's called Caesar now, by the way. He's alias Caesar.
Oh, Caesar.
His real name. He reverted back to ID.
Yeah.
Oh, Caesar.
Returned back to sender.
Oh, man, I kept on seeing Caesar. I'm like, why are people calling Reason Caesar? Yeah, it's his name, but why? Oh, so that's his piano name.
Yeah.
Wow, dope, man.
And would you ever see that with like hip hop artists? Would you ever see a Reason Nasty C just like, you know?
It's
on a live like that,
you hardly see it, and you'll always see Basta and Mpura and Jezik on a live.
Amaroto
on a live. Yeah, man, that's actually dope.
But who sees with Alkaline?
But do you know how big Amapiano is, bro?
Oh, Caesar Alkaline. Yes. That's the full name.
Yes, that's the name he goes by now.
Caesar Alkaline. I hope he makes a song with PH. If he did science, he'll get it. No, dog, you just a sound engineer. You ain't no proper engineer, nigga. He's like, I don't get it.
But I don't think we understand how big Amapiano is, guys.
It's huge.
It's
man.
Massive.
It's fucking
yeah,
big.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the last time actually I saw Biggs in, we're at Great Dane. Remember that Great Dane party we did?
Yeah. I remember.
In Bram.
Yeah, in Bram.
In Bram.
So I was chatting to the owner and he said that normally on a weekend you'd store maybe 5-6 cases of Savannah. Mm. But since I'm a piano, he has to store 40 cases.
What?
Because like, that's how popular Savannah is because of
Amapiano.
Okay, is Savannah spending money back into the genre? Because fuck the sales, you're right. I mean,
nah, they don't care, bro.
Nah, fuck them. They should spend money back into Amapiano, dog.
Because it's cool to have Savannah on your head now.
Exactly.
It's, yeah, and they know that this. You see, it's that same shit that Jay-Z had a problem with Crystal. And the hip-hop guys used to push it a lot.
Oh.
And then, but Crystal, when the guys want money for like videos and stuff, they were like, nah, already promoting us anyway, so we're not going to give you the money because you guys rap about Crystal bottles and whatnot. So I hope that shit doesn't happen. Savannah needs to spin back into my piano.
No, but what do you mean, Doug? If you're already promoting it, why must I give you money?
Oh, okay. It's true though, right?
Mm. If you're already promoting,
hey, finally, I got him! Come on, man. But we know they must do the right thing, bro. No waste, man. Must do the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, even, I don't drink Savannah, and I remember buying Savannah simply because I was like, hey, there's so much hype around this thing. And I saw it, I'm like, give me a Savannah. You know? So, come on. All that advertising, bro.
Yeah, for free.
Nah, Savannah must make a plan, dog. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, my piano, I mean, it's feeding them. We know Savannah is a big brand. They always sell anyway, but they owe it to my piano.
Yeah. So voters can win up to 100,000 rands worth of prizes.
Do we voting have the categories?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh.
So you can win 100,000 rand worth of prizes for voting for your favorite nominees.
Dope.
Oh.
Also, artists will get 10,000 rands in cash for each winning category, while Song of the Year will win a cash prize of 50,000 rands.
Ooh.
I'm a piano to the world. So here are the categories, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think let's choose five and then we'll deep dive into the nominees.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Of the five. It's quite a lot, so bear with me.
Uh-huh.
Best Amapiano Street Dancer, Best Amapiano Music Video, Best Amapiano Newcomer, Friends of Amapiano, Most Viral Amapiano Song of the Year, Best Amapiano Dance Artist, Best Amapiano Live Vocal Performance, Best Amapiano Lyricist, Best Amapiano Vocalist, Best Amapiano Collaboration, Best Amapiano Music Producer, Best Amapiano Produced Song, Best Amapiano Duo Group, Best Amapiano Female DJ Act. Isn't that only just Deb and Gogo?
Yeah. Female. Oh, well, you've got a lady too.
She doesn't DJ, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, she can, actually. But she in the game, she doesn't. You're right.
Best female, best male DJ act, Amapiano Album of the Year, Best Female Amapiano Artist, Best Male Amapiano Artist, Amapiano Artist of the Year, Amapiano Artist Song of the Year. To vote, users need to SMS their favorite artist code to a unique number in the category. Each SMS costs 2 rand. Free SMSs do not apply. T's and C's apply. You may vote as many times as you like. Voting lines close 30th of September 2021 at 12 p.m.
Oh, okay, so there's a unique voting code for each category. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that female genre is best DJ, female DJ.
Yeah, so they've got best Amapiano female DJ or act.
Oh.
Cool.
So let's go. Act. So Lady Duke qualifies.
Oh, Lady, yeah. Okay.
And Kamumpela, et cetera.
My mouth feels weird. What's wrong with this thing? It feels like it's blowing up. What's wrong with this thing?
I don't know, bro. It stays here. I don't take it home. I bought it, came with it, and I left it here ever since. I don't know.
No, what's wrong with your lips? Are they dry?
No, they're blowing up, Chief.
Oh, yeah, too, but like, get it.
Like, I'm a piano, it's blowing up.
So you blow with your lips, you say.
Hey. Which category do you want to do?
Which one do you want to do?
Let's do we have nominees with, already?
Or? Yeah, we've got nominees, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which category must I speak about?
Oh, song of the most popular song.
Okay, so you want Song of the Year, ne?
Yeah, like Song of the Year is always like the crown jewel of all awards, like the best award.
Okay, here we go. Amapiano Song of the Year. Here are the nominees. Kista, Focalistic.
Mm. Okay.
Umsebenzi Wethu, Busta 929 and the rest of the gang.
Oh.
Kuza Koko. Amaniginigi from
Kamu.
Kamu,
yeah.
No, MFR Souls.
Oh, MFR Souls.
Yes, okay. Yes. Major League Kamumpela, Buntle Smith. Utando. That's Zandi Mars. Umatandweni, Itlozilam. John Wick.
Eish.
Vulamlomo. And then Dinner Lady Major League. To vote for your Song of the Year, SMS your favorite Amapiano song code to 34780. Who are you going for there?
John Wick.
John Wick.
I think I'm going with who I think will take it.
Yeah,
but
that's who I'm going as well.
Yes, I'm going with John Wick as far as who I think will. Wait. No. Umsebenzi wethu.
Dude, I was about to
actually,
say.
No. Umsebenzi wethu. What am I saying? Umsebenzi wethu, actually.
You ghost lady?
I'm a niggy niggy.
I'm a niggy niggy.
No, it is. But I think, you know how it's like, it's always that old song that was good that takes it. That old good song.
But Umsebenzi Wethu is an old good song now. I mean, it's been around for a while. It's just that it's still relevant and still kicking, but it's an old song,
okay,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Umsebenzi Wethu, bro.
You're not going to go for your boy, Focalistic Star?
I ran up. Number two.
Number two.
But Umsebenzi Wethu, it's a hot song. We know, but Umsebenzi Wethu, bro, was the biggest song. Let's be honest. Umsebenzi Wethu will probably take the other awards as like Song of the Year because it's a huge song.
Now I'm going from Umsebenzi Wethu.
Yeah, I think Umsebenzi
Wethu. Kuza Koko
Kuza.
Hey,
Kuza Koko Kuza.
Let's run with this.
Yeah. Hey, it's tough. This
one. It's a tough one.
It's a beast of a song, eh?
Even Zandi Mars. Okay, anyway. I'm a piano artist of the year. So you gotta to vote for this one, right?
Okay.
You gotta SMS your favorite.
Okay.
I'm a piano artist to 34046.
Oh.
Here are the nominees.
Okay.
Kamumpela.
Okay.
So if you want Kamumpela, just SMS Kamumpela.
Pela, okay.
Major League DJs. Focalistic.
Namela.
Lady Do.
Ah, it's Kaslam.
Devon Gogo.
Okay.
Woo!
Jesus. That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Artist of the year.
Artist of the year.
Lady Do.
Yeah.
We'll take
hands
it.
Down.
Yeah, because she's been on so many songs and they're all huge, right?
Yeah. Massive.
And it's her time. So,
she actually did a song with Makadzi now. She tweeted the other day.
Oh, like, flip, for real?
You guys are never ready.
Yo.
And she still got that Batlao Herder.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly. Ish.
That's for the summer, that one.
Lady Do.
I also believe.
So, we're going to SMS Lady Do to 34046.
Okay. Yeah. All
right.
Definitely.
Best male amapiano artist.
Yo.
Focalistic.
Okay.
Demtura. Mass Music.
Okay.
Mr. Jazik.
Yay.
Any studio.
Hey. That studio there.
Hey.
Musa Keys. So for this one, you must SMS 44902. Who are you going for?
Artist. Folka.
Folka.
I think Folka.
You're going to go for Folka.
Yeah, go for Folka. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like the guy, there's nothing personal.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
He had massive hits. Gupta.
Yes, Gupta. I think Folka had a massive impact.
Musa Keys is. You're cheating anthem.
Hey. You're on fire today. You're on a roll today. I see. Actually, that song was huge though, right?
Them two had John Wick.
Yeah.
But Sir Triddle made it.
Yes. True. But it's still his song. I mean, Sir Triddle is just singing. It's still his song.
Who are the other two that you mentioned there?
Demtura, Mass Music, Mr. Jazik, and Mr. Keys.
Ah.
I'm going for Focalistic.
Nah, Folka, man.
Yeah.
I think Folka will snatch that one.
All right. Best female amapiano artist.
Yes.
Ah.
We've got Devon Gogo,
mm-hmm.
Lady Do,
mm.
Buhle, Kamumpela, and Shasha. I'm going for Buhle.
Nah, Lady Do, bro. She's gonna clean after cleaning up. I'm a Mole Foslo, you know, this whole mess and helping out the community. She's cleaning up at the fucking awards. She's cleaning up at the Amapiano Awards. She's gonna clean up.
Doing the work for the community.
Yeah, she's doing the work for the community. Yeah. Have you seen the celebrities,
you know,
right?
Should I clean
Prince
up?
KB was cleaning up.
The cleanup squad.
Zex Manduino was at Guama. She's cleaning up. You know what I mean? Lady Do, first floor, then the awards, cleaning up.
In that order,
bro. Nah, Lady Do is gonna clean up. That's hers, bro.
Hey, but Bootley. She gave Casper his first hit, bro.
But it's only one.
Yeah.
It's a huge hit, we get it, but it's only one.
She did Mama. Mama.
Mama with Josiah.
Yeah.
Ma, that's two. And it is bigger than both, though.
Put together.
Put together.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Albeit, this, it's not just her, Nomsebenzi Wethu, but when her part comes on.
She makes it.
Exactly, right? So I'm a lady too, bro. But it's always sad. People work so hard, but at the end of the day, there has to be one winner.
Yeah.
All right, should I do DJs? Male DJs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Male DJs?
Yeah.
Okay, best amapiano male DJs, Mr. Jazik and his studio.
Hey,
DJ Stokey.
Ah, Stokey.
My Poris and Cubs are the small. DJ Melzy, I don't know him. Do you guys know?
Oh, Melzy. Melzy is that 21-year-old kid who lives with the kid who's in high school and they're like married or engaged or something. Mm. What's her name? RSA the Bomb on Instagram. You know, man, that's Melzy's chick. Oh. That's Melzy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Major League DJs.
Whoo.
I gotta go with Major League DJs, man.
You gotta go with Major League?
They put my piano on the map, guys.
Aye.
Have you seen the views they get when they drop that balcony mix?
I know.
Hey.
So this
do
is
the sound. It's
So this is best male
DJ.
DJ.
Yeah.
What about DJ Minor Leagues? Basta, he's not there.
Minor Leagues.
He's not there.
This one's for the big boys.
Oh, okay.
To vote your best amapiano male DJ act, SMS your favorite male amapiano DJ code to 44993. Who are you going for, guys?
It's a tough one. Go again. It's who and who?
Fast, Mr. Jazik.
Yeah.
Stokey.
Yeah.
Pori and Kabza.
Yeah.
Melzy and Major League DJs.
I feel like Pori and Kabza.
Pori and Kabza.
Just generally for their contribution. Yeah. Also,
but you guys are talking in terms of production. We're talking about DJing here. Have you seen what Major League has done, bro?
They've done a lot for the culture, the balconies, everything. Mm. Dude,
and they're DJing.
But Pori,
headphones.
Wait, Pori and Kabza don't DJ.
They do, but not on that magnitude, bro. I mean, Pori started during the first lockdown.
So they're heavy on the production.
Yes.
So production, I see what you mean. Okay.
They did a thing where Pori and Kabza, first lockdown, where they did the whole mixing in the garage there. And
yes,
putting
yes,
it up.
Yes, yes.
They didn't get Major League numbers, bro. You know?
Mm.
Major League have a whole dance.
That's Vinny.
That's
though.
Uncle Vinny.
Yeah,
that's
he's
Vinny,
the same
though.
Thing.
Well, true, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's minor, but.
He's the minor. Major League keeps the goal.
All right.
We'll see it.
So who are you going for?
I still go for Pori and Kabza.
I also say Pori and Kabza.
Yeah, I still go for those two.
I'm just trying to get a slot on the balcony.
I see what you're trying to do, bro.
What would be your dance? Yeah. What would be your thing? Hey?
Hey.
Kezo.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all. Best amapiano female DJ or act.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Lamiz Holworthy.
Mm.
Okay.
Deben Gogo. Zandi Maz. TX and C. Who's that? Taryn and Claire.
Okay.
Oh, the girls. I know,
you know them.
Yes. Yeah.
You see, this is how you speak when you're spoken to a bunch of
and you speak humbly. You don't grab the mic. You just nod.
I know that. Yeah, the dancing girls. Yeah.
Oh, Ami Mafugadi. Oh.
Oh, Arthur's daughter.
Arthur
Mafugadi's daughter.
Wait, but all these people, do they play piano? Lamiz doesn't play piano.
Yeah, Lamiz mixes. Yeah.
She doesn't play piano.
No, she does old school.
Old school.
Yeah, she plays like Abu.
Like, Charles Webster.
Yes. Abu.
She's stuck in the 90s.
Yes, exactly. I forgot this band that's in my head. I'm like, Abu. The UK, man. The guys from the UK, the two guys.
Layabouts.
Yeah, she plays that kind of stuff. Like, back in those days, yeah.
To vote for your favorite female DJ, code is 44992. Who you
Deben
going
Coco.
For? Deben Coco. Yeah,
definitely.
Deben Coco. Yeah.
Without headphones or with headphones? Which one?
Hey, I'm super. I'm my headphones. Devin Gogo, please come teach my guy.
Bexit. Yeah, I want to ask Bexit because he's a DJ. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How do you feel about DJs mixing nowadays?
Without headphones.
Without headphones, bro. Like, I found that shit so bizarre.
Bexit, trees.
You know, I saw
it. I'm going to expect opinions, no man.
Okay, but it also goes with the equipment. Like, now it's very easy to do that. It's not a train smash like it used to be before. Like, you wouldn't do that ngama 100.
Or ngama 200, never.
200, you wouldn't. You'd sweat, you know? And so, like, I think it also becomes a preference. Uguti, other people see it like, Uguti, they think, other promoters look at you like, you're not really serious about what you're doing.
Okay.
If you don't have a headphone. That's how they think, right? And other people see it cool. They look at it, Luguti, yo, I like literally Lala without headphones. She might be even better than MacGyver, you know?
That's and easy, but
then, yeah, it's a preference thing when it comes to, but to DJs and promoters, I think it matters to, you need to have headphones.
Because you could DJ without headphones.
Dude, I just put my songs on acid, yes, Gucci, the own 120. Then I just mix.
But isn't that how Kent was doing his mega mixes?
Nah, bro. Kent is a DJ. That's why he was using headphones. Have you ever seen him without headphones?
Yeah, but all his songs were on acid and they were all the same BPM. He just knew when to cue it.
Never. Okay. Is that what you think, or have you seen him do that?
I think that's what I think. That's the only way you can make a mix, bro. That's what you think.
Nah, bro. That guy was DJing. Yes, he'd arrange his music properly for his sets.
That's
fine. But you wouldn't like beatmap everything.
Bro, how is DJ Kent, bro? I haven't heard from him in a while, bro.
Bro, I don't know. But do you have his number?
He never takes it.
Last thing, bro. Yep. Do you then think that a DJ who DJs without headphones is taking something from the craft? They're not properly DJing? Because that's what he here believes.
Nah, not really.
Thank you.
Not really.
Thank you.
I think it's a skill that is new into the industry, you know. But not all of Ifanani Lotu. We can all play it, but we cannot win it all, you know.
Don't listen to him. He gets 1 gig a year, man. What does he know?
In Ibiza.
MacGyver, don't mess with me, boy.
Sorry, you're international, bro.
You know, you met Ronaldo, the real Ronaldo.
You met Ronaldo from Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real one.
Wow,
real
dog.
One. Yeah.
That's crazy.
When you went to coffee, when you went with Black Coffee and Euphonic to Ibiza.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Ronaldo approached Black Coffee, ne?
Yeah, so we're in the club. Then the promoter came and was like, hey guys, can you please call Black Coffee? Black Coffee comes like, yeah, man, there's a soccer player this year. He wants to meet you. He's like, who? He's like, there's Ronaldo. It's like, Ronaldo? It's like, yeah, it's like the original Ronaldo. Is like, yeah, he's here. He came to meet you. Can you come through? Then Black Coffee said, hey, the whole South Africa, let's go.
Ah, Coffee. Exactly. He didn't say nyabu, right? Like, everybody come through. But he did the same thing with P. Diddy's party, remember? Where there was, then he took Euphonic Fresh and they were all there in P. Diddy's.
You didn't go to P. Diddy's party?
Nah, bro, I was here. Mm. I was at Black Genesis, I think.
Yeah.
Abing said.
No, man, you went where you met that guy who did I'm in love with the Coco.
No, that was Miami. I was in Miami.
Oh, that was Euphonic. Sorry, yeah, wrong guy. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Wow, man.
Wrong guy.
All right.
Wrong guy. All right, here we go. Best Amapiano music producer. Woo! Shit, it's a tough
producer.
One. Yeah. You got a SMS 33082 for this one.
Yeah, Pori and Kabza.
Pori and Kabza.
You don't even know the nominees.
Hey, go on, Nabot Josiah.
They are the nominees.
Okay.
Them Tuda.
Okay.
So bear in mind, you got a SMS 33082.
Okay.
With your favorite producer.
Okay.
So if you want Them Tuda, you just SMS Them Tuda.
Okay.
Them Tuda.
Okay.
Basta 929, aka Zone 14. Josiah Disciple.
Yeah, Mama.
Kabza the Small.
Okay.
Abidoza. Who's Abidoza?
He's the guy who did Casper song.
Oh, no, the one with the
second down. Yeah. He produced
shit.
It. Yeah, Abidoza.
He's good, eh?
Nah, he's good.
Abidoza. What other good. Songs did he do before that?
I don't know.
Major League songs.
Oh, Major League songs.
Also, Major League buys from him. Oh, they're
watching
they
work. And
they work with him. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, but generally, barely.
I mean, I knew where that's where you're going. Yes.
That's a tough one.
How? Kabza is not there. And Pori.
No, it's Kabza, not Pori.
Oh, not Kabza.
Kabza, just Kabza. Josiah, Bastard 99, Demtuda, Abidoza. Who are you going for?
Kabza.
I'll go Josiah.
Why are you saying Kabza? What was his last hit?
Yeah, I know it was a while back, ne?
Mm. So why are you saying Kabza? You
no, because I believe in the originals, the beginners.
Because of his role.
He
played general. I mean, everybody you played a role, we know. But, I mean, Kabza is good, bro. Yes. You are judging based on this period.
Yeah, right. She's now, what's based hot? On the life
that's what these awards are judging on. What are you guys
talking
about?
Yeah, but it's the first award.
It's the first award.
So we can
award.
Count, you know, some of us.
Are you making your own
awards?
My
man, it's not a time I'm voting with. Right? You can't ask how. We didn't ask for airtime from you. You can't ask to justify it. It's airtime.
We may be using podcast airtime right now. How? But explaining, so we say airtime, yeah, I'm just to vote. Guy, you know?
Man, hey.
Ah,
people,
guys,
how?
No way.
Exactly, why?
Why?
It's time to influence. Why? Why?
Motivate your reason for 10 marks.
It's Kabuza. She's going Kabuza.
I'm going for Josiah, guys.
Yeah, Josiah. Yeah, Josiah
I understand why. Yeah.
There's this song he did with the vendor. I don't know if it's vendor or Shangan.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fungai or Funga. Fungava, ne?
Fungai.
Fungai, ne?
Fungai. Woo! I know Fungai is a vendor.
Too. Ah! Fucking amazing.
Still, right?
Mm. Yeah. Should I do one more category?
One
go
more.
For
one
it.
More.
Go
last
for
one.
It.
Okay. Vocalist? Best summer piano vocalist?
Ooh, no, yeah, I would like to hear the nominees.
The nominees.
Yeah.
So to vote for your best I'm a piano vocalist, SMS your favorite vocalist to 44837.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Buhle.
Hmm.
Okay.
Something Soweto.
Mm.
Soulful G. Who's Soulful G?
Soulful G?
I don't
G?
Know Soulful G, man.
He's G silent.
Like lasagna.
Shasha, Lady Do.
Vocal.
There's no so true. There's no Dali Wonga here.
But they can't put. Uncle, there's a limited number.
Yeah.
Who would you remove to put Sir
Shasha,
and,
man.
And
Shasha was 2018.
True.
Something
now
so
she's
weird.
Just shh.
Hey, sorry.
No, I got to keep him. I got to release him. So deep. I got to release him. I got to keep.
Who are you going for?
I'm going to go for Something Soweto.
Something Soweto?
Because you just said they didn't put in Dali Wonga and Sir Trill.
Yes.
He birthed those niggas. Something Soweto birthed. He wrote the blueprint for all these guys.
Yeah.
These guys walk in the big shadow of Something Soweto. These guys, Samuel Soweto, he like, come on, bro. He put the soul in Amapiano vocalists.
But you see now, if you're gonna think like that, Shasha as well. Shasha.
Okay,
as well.
But who's got more hits between Shasha and Something Soweto?
Okay, but I'll vote for Shasha.
I got Lady Do, man. This has been a year.
Yeah, like I said,
if we talk about currently, Lady Do is the one.
Lady Do just has to go wah wah. It's a hit.
Wah wah wah.
In terms of being like the current body of work, definitely
it's Lady Do.
But
I agree.
Yeah, overall, for me, it's just a contribution, man. Something brought such a different texture to Amapiano, you know, and Oaks are still running with it long after Something Soweto, if he decides to leave Amapiano.
Yeah.
His fingerprints will still be all over it.
So yeah, like I said, it's the first official South African annual Amapiano Awards. Each SMS costs R2. Free SMSs do not apply. T's and C's apply. You may vote as many times as you like. Voting lines close on the 30th of September 2021 at 12 p.m. To view the nominees and the voting info, visit saamapianoawards.com. I'll put the link in the description.
saamapianoawards.com.
Yeah, I'm excited, sweet. Man. This is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Hopefully, so we're going to present an award. I'm sure we'll probably present.
That would be cool.
Imagine Foka wins the award we are presenting.
Organize us, please. If he's going to win anything, I want to present to him the award.
What else has been happening? What am I missing out?
I've been getting like messages from this chiller asking me about Know Your Cash, and they're like, well, I see you guys are doing this stuff, but I still don't get it. What is Know Your Cash? Yeah, that's exactly what they want.
Question. What is Know Your Cash? We've been promoting it for like 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I did that little game, you know?
The quiz.
Yeah, the quiz.
Oh, you know what? There's a guy that we should call actually from Know Your Cash. Because I don't want to speak out of term. You know,
look, we know it's the crux of it is about spending your money wisely, being more responsible with your money. But I mean, there's more to it than that.
Exactly. Like, what can they do for you?
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
And I don't answer just now that you just say you don't know your cash.
But I got to Shiloh
Valley. They will come for you.
All right, let's call Nikki Motiba. Ah. He's an insurance and financial industry expert.
Yeah, no, that sounds like someone who knows his cash.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Chief, do you think we'll be ever be called, like, expert in anything?
Podcasting expert.
Hey, Nikki, what's happening, brother?
Top of the food chain yourself.
Top of the food chain. I haven't heard that one.
Which one?
It's the Know Your Cash one. Hey.
Yep.
Listen, bro. A lot of people have been asking us, what's Know Your Cash? Like, what is the purpose of Know Your Cash? What is it all about?
Look, ages ago, we decided, you know what, the youth needs to be college schooled on matters of having a relationship with your money. And then our leaders decided to sit down and come up with a campaign. Fortunately enough, the South African Insurance Association as well and other partners came on board and said, you know what, this is an educational campaign that we really, really, really like. Just go out there and teach people about the relationship with money. It includes insurance. It includes you've spoken about budgeting. Remember, you've spoken about your behavior in terms of money. So that's exactly what the campaign is all about. But it's, more for the youth. But it's targeted at the youth more than it's targeted at people who are already, you know, we have life stages, you know, your first 20, your second 20, which is 40, your first 20, which is 60 and above. But yeah, we are right in the middle of your 20s and 30s or so.
So with everything that's currently happening in the country in mind, just tell us more about insurance and, you know, like risk management for the youth. What's going on in that space?
Thank you for the opportunity. Maybe let's start there. I think let's even start by sympathizing with people who lost their lives, you know, businesses who will not be able to recover from what has been happening since Sunday evening when people were looting Martin Luther King's and all of those. You know, it is said that businesses are going down the drain. We've been trying to campaign and show people that, you know, you need to have insurance. Because insurance is you and I coming together, putting money in one pocket and saying, should any one of us go through a process where they lose an item, a valuable item, we will take from the pocket and replace it. So short-term insurance is really about that. So all of us coming together, hence we pay premiums. So that should an event occur that it damages your property or you experience a loss, you know, you get put back to where you were before. Now, most people are going through the COVID-19 pandemic. They're losing their jobs. And the first thing they do in MACG is they decide to cancel insurance because it's considered as a grudge buy. Mm. But let me give you an example. Maybe let's just start there. Let's say your car is 300,000 rands, you've just bought it last month, so you owe the bank probably 340,000 rands. Now, your insurance premium might be 2,000 rands. If you lose your car now, whether it's through riots or any form of damage or total loss, you'll be owing the bank the same 340,000 rands. But if you had insurance would settle the bank. Maybe you might have a shortfall, but it would be a small shortfall. Mm. And then the insurance company would be able to reimburse you and you can buy another car or settle your debt. So that's the importance of insurance. Risk management purely is we are always exposed, Nagji, to a couple of risks. If you have a small child, when you see them trotting towards the swimming pool, you know it's a risk. There's a hazard in front of them. They might not necessarily be able to swim. They can't take a decision around fire. They can't take a decision around liquids, which if they were to indulge in, it would be a matter, you know? So that's an element of risk as a parent. But now looking at the economic side of things, what are the possibilities that your business will go down the drain? Now, it might be because of physical damage to the business. It might be business interruption, like it's happening now. Some businesses, they were not looted. But the amount of stock that's available already, that's been manufactured or that's sitting out there in the port, which was also damaged, might take time to come in. So there are two risks right there. You might be losing the customers who will go to the next party to go and purchase whatever they need, their necessities. So to recover from losing, even with your show, you don't want to lose a single person who listens to your show. So there's an element of risk. How do you continually make sure that the ones that you have stay with you and you get more? So there's always that risk that you might lose more than you can really recoup. That's actually a type of risk as well. Yeah.
All right, cool, man. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much, Mr. Nikki.
Thank you ever so much, and continue with the good work that you're doing. We love your show.
Yay.
Fantastic. That is _your_cash.
Now we understand.
100%.
Yes.
Anyway, we're almost out of here. Anything that I left out this week, man?
You're Zulu from KZN, right?
Yebo.
What's up with the Zulu king? He couldn't read Zulu. Did you see that?
Yeah, so.
Ish.
It's a screw.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Duduzani.
Okay, but Duduzani is not the king. I understand that the one who was heir apparent passed away last year.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously him maybe was never prepared. But the guy can probably speak Zulu, but can't read it. But he could have just prepared for that Zulu part. It wasn't like a huge Zulu part, the king.
Remember with the guys who actually wanted we were trying to arrange get him turned in. The guys, so they were saying that they were actually going to help and kind of like even assist us in explaining why there's this problem with the Zulu king, you know, being unable to articulate himself in Zulu.
So there's still hope for me because I can't speak Venda that well, but I can be a king.
You can be a Zulu king.
Yeah, clearly.
No, Venda king.
Oh, okay. I thought you were aiming to be a Zulu king.
I don't want to get looted. How?
How?
So his name is it derived from, like, in high school? He used to miss his Zulu classes. I don't know school. School. I don't know. Going on, man. But on the real though, I think he should have just prepared, because I want him to, like, you know, be a good, because it's a breath of fresh air to have a king like that, you know what I mean, who's a screw, and I want him to.
Yeah.
But hey, man, don't, you know, so don't disappoint your subjects. Just you're the custodian of the Zulu language and culture generally. So if you get there on a national platform, weird, and you can't read the Zulu.
It's so weird. Like,
it's strange. I know he was so nervous, strange. But that's what I'm saying. You could have just prepared, because I can, like, but to read fluently, it's difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah,
we understand, but you can at least cram that part.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, but he'll get it right.
Who's the king of the other tribes? Shangan?
I don't know.
I know there's the Balapen. No, it's not.
It's not Papa Pen.
No.
I must.
It's not Papa Pen. What is it, the Balubedi? What is it? There's a tribe.
There's a tribe, Balubedu.
Yeah, Balubedu.
From Limpopo, right?
Yes.
I know them. There's one of
them. And they even have the youngest queen. Oh, there was even issues with that.
Youngest queen, I'm not sure.
Judge or something.
Yeah,
Mujaji.
Queen Mujaji. The Rain Queen. Yeah, the Rain Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Must Google, she passed on.
Be a very young
must Google, yeah? Kings and queens of tribes.
Yeah, I know Royal Bafokeng. The Bafokengs. Yeah. I know they're the kings of... what kings are they?
Royals.
The Platinum.
They're one of the richest monarchs in South Africa. Yes. Like, they own Royal Bafokeng Stadium.
South African tribes.
Yeah, proper businesses, the Royal Bafokengs.
The
one
Royal
of the richest.
Bafokeng.
Yes.
The
Northwest, ne?
Yeah, yes, Northwest, yeah.
The Amakhosa, Eastern Cape, it's King Zwelonko Siqwagwa.
Siqwagwa.
Oh, you know him?
Siqwagwa, yeah. And I know the name. No.
Oh. I'm asking.
I know the name, Siqwagwa.
KwaZulu-Natal, King Goodwill Zwelithini.
Yeah, obviously he's now no more. He's no more.
Sama Bangla, okay.
Eastern Cape is King Bule Kaya.
But it's part, like, not the entire Khoisas, because there's, like, different groups.
Groups.
You know? He's the king of Abatembu.
Abatembu.
Vendandi Tony Mpepu, I told you.
Mpepu. Yeah.
Ramabudan.
Yeah, that one.
Amandabele Mpumalanga, it's King Makosonke Enoch Mabena.
Makosonke
Enoch Mabena. Okay, I've heard of that name.
Disappoint us again. what else?
The point they really king. I don't want to. Two, you don't? Yes.
Like, I'm not partaking in this.
Yeah, that's all I have. There's only seven.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's more. It's just, there's so many, bro.
No, I'm across the Eastern Cape, I did.
You just did Wabatembu, but it's cool. We touched on a few.
Oh, there's Amapondo.
Yeah, yes, there's Amapondo, Abatembu.
That's the also Eastern Cape.
Amapondo is King Zano Zuko Te Lovuyo.
Okay.
It's and then
you butchered
there's no eastern.
It's cool.
There's no northwest here.
Royal Bafokeng, man.
Limpopo.
It's there. There's so many, man. There's a guy from Limpopo also. There's a guy who had like.
Yeah, Balobedi.
Yeah, there's a guy who had like the G class like a few years ago. He bought like. There's some.
I'm getting.
There's many of these people, bro. There's so many of them, man. Like, can't keep up. And also, they don't have much power, a lot of power in South Africa. And I think that's one of the reasons why we don't know them. You know, we know Dalindyebo because he's always in the papers, for example. The Zulu's king, obviously, will always be, you know, known.
And then lastly, and most importantly, king of podcast, Solom Zimpenduka.
How? You've taken this over. You've taken over from MacGyver.
There's a great shot. You'll find the King of Podcast fighting for bread with someone in some mall somewhere. What kind of king is that? Whoever wins the bread is the breadwinner. Goes home.
All right, man. We are here, podcast and chill. Don't forget, if you want to win yourself an Opal A74, all you got to do is SMS chiller. That is chiller to 33282. And yes, you could win yourself an Opal. Do you need a phone, Bigzin?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Bagluthile again, force lo. Yo,
did they loot your beats?
Everything.
Hey.
Yo.
You know, Bigzin did the best remix of all time.
Which one?
Which one?
The Adele one.
Oh yes, yes. Not Bigzin.
The Adele one.
Yes, Bigzin had the best Adele remix.
Yeah.
That one. Yes. Ah, Bigzin is a god, bro. Bigzin Terrace.
Yeah.
I heard a Michael Jackson remix.
Yeah, Bigzin.
No, not yet, Bigzin. Or maybe he's behind it, I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you do piano, dog?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing piano. He's on that wang, wang, poof, poof. He's on that.
Oh, him, the tip, 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 tech. Yeah.
Wang.
But I think the Michael Jackson remix, it's Basta.
Is it?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. They have a lot in common.
They have a lot in common. They ain't kidding around when it comes to their preference. They ain't kidding around. Kid you not.
Also, we've got a new host for the Chillers Club, man.
Oh,
what happened to the villain?
He's doing his own thing now, so he left us.
Wasn't that his own thing?
Yeah, it was, but he wants more of his own thing.
Oh, okay. All right, cool, man. Godspeed, Godspeed.
So he turned out to be a villain, you know, but anyway.
He's always in motion. Lips are effing. Gotta keep going, man. There's a rolling stone. Gathers no moss. And I hope there's no animosity between us and him. We love Lips. Nothing, man. Right?
So we've got a new host. It's going to drop this coming Friday.
Nice.
It's
are you going to tell us who?
Bass Universal.
Bass Universal.
Yeah,
that's
Mosquito Sun,
right?
Yeah.
Bass. Wow. Dope, man.
Wow.
Dope.
So look out for Chillers Club Presents Piano Tech. It's going to be awesome this coming Friday. And yeah. Kaiser Chiefs, are we winning tonight?
Kaiser Chiefs! Yes, we are winning. No. Tonight, by the time you watch this, you'll be
Kaiser
very
Chiefs
happy
would have won.
It's coming home.
It's coming home.
It's coming to Naturena, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough. I think it's probably going to be a draw 0-0, and then it's going to go to extra time. We park the bus, and then penalty shootouts.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Financial Care Corporation, restoring financial health.
Yo, what's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And yeah. Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like. Right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron, if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.